Hi guys, welcome to part two of the Christian dating and relationship episode.
Because this is actually a reality of marriage. What happens is the wife complains about money. Then they move into the phase where he goes after getting more money. But then he's locked up at his work, at his business. Now this time is already given. Time is equal to, time is now take, time is gone, but there's now money. And they are not satisfied again. So at the end of the day, it's just a roller coaster that goes round, around, around, around. And we need to understand that generosity is actually not everybody's gifting. Not everybody's actually that generous.
I know, some people are stingy.
Example, I've been with someone who actually told me that, I met someone at the mall and she paid. She wanted to buy something. And I felt like if I pay for her, I'll be proud. I'll say the story again. She said she met someone at the mall because she's quite rich, and then this person is not yet there yet. And then she said, "Oh, they were buying something, and I feel like if I had paid for her, I'll feel proud." It's a woman. This is actually a woman. This is not even a relationship. This is a woman to a woman. Like, so some people are not generous. Some people feel like them giving you their money, they are putting it to waste,
right?
And it's actually a thing.
But then isn't that what you were talking about, the fact that men think if you're worth it before they do something for you?
So the whole point of men thinking if you're, it's not like, I don't want to use the word, I think the word worth it that I used was the wrong word, but I'll try to say it in a different way. It's more like, okay, I'll give you an example, like we are friends. You do something that gets me annoyed. But I actually look at it, that's like a repetitive behavior that you have. Mm-hmm. I'm meant to sit down, take a step back and look at it. Okay, this thing you did, the relationship we have, which is higher? What has more value to me? Is this ish that you have, is it worth me giving up on the relationship? Or is that relationship worth more than the ish? That's how it is. I have $10,000. I'm meant to pay my school fees. I don't know if I'm using that as an example. I'm meant to pay my school fees, and I'm meant to probably, let's imagine $10,000 is a lot of money, pay my school fees and pay my down payment. Are we at a stage, like you said, where me giving up my down payment, it's just examples, is it worth me giving my down payment to get you something?
That's crazy.
Like, she said it's never worth it. Let's imagine you needed something. Let's say that you needed a lot of money, health wise, private, da, 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 and I was the only person who could come through for you. Example, right? But in cases where, like, you just want to buy a Chanel bag to go to probably give you a concert.
To put on this on TikTok, please. To make content.
Please.
I mean, well, to be very honest, I think all of this can be avoided. Or if you and your partner are actually friends before you go into a relationship.
And you have conversations around things. I think that's the biggest thing. You don't have to actually be friends. But that, I think that's the whole point of a talking stage has probably become, because we just move on from talking stage to talking stage, and we actually don't talk because we're asking ourselves, like, what's your best color? It's not important.
But that's not true.
Forget that right now. It's not important right now. That's the point where you want to actually know the person. When you go out on dates, don't be only concerned about the food you're buying. Is he tipping the person? That's generosity right there. He has $10 in his account and he still remembers to tip the person maybe 10 cents. That's generosity right there. You want to look through, I think it goes beyond just going to a date. Like, you're watching a movie, listening to what he thinks about the movie, like, how does he interpret the movie? Perception.
Right.
It goes beyond just going out and then the whole day you just go back home and it was a nice day.
It was great. Man,
what did you learn? So yeah.
It was great. Well, you see, that's why I was saying that, like, if my first ideal date, if we go to like a park,
okay,
then I get to see how, like, you know, well, maybe I'm just using this in a different context, because I feel like, for example, to me, every time I go to like CNE or I go to Canada Wonderland, it just makes me like feel like a child again. And then like imagine just experiencing that with like somebody that might technically be your partner potentially, you know. I think it just it creates a different, I don't know, a different sense of like feeling to it. Because like we're always, for example, we're always going to go to the restaurant. Like every time it would just, like just be different. Like every time restaurant or movie. Like I don't understand when people go to the movies, like what are you doing? Like you're watching the movie. After that, we're going to talk about the movie. That's it. We didn't learn not one thing about each other.
Okay, so for someone like me who like actually loves movies, right? Like, and the bad thing about it is I actually watch a movie right now and tomorrow I forget everything that happened in the movie. And the good thing is, by the time the second part is coming out, I'll just go watch the other one again before I watch the next one. But I love movies a lot. But I'll say, when I go to a movie with my girlfriend, I'm not just going to watch the movie.
The excitement.
The excitement. It's bonding time.
Right.
Funny enough, of recent, we're actually not going to the movies that much. We just rent and watch with a couple of friends. Right. But it gives you the opportunity to... I talk a lot about in movies. I'm not quiet. I think that's why one of the reasons why I've stopped making movies. I don't keep quiet. I just keep
watching. I'll actually
joke about everything. And especially if it's a movie I like. No, it's two things. If I love the movie, like if it's, I'll actually go with the character. You talk to me, I don't hear you. But the thing is, like you want to learn, because this is at the end of the day. This is as much as it's fiction is. Probably not real, but it's still what it's still somebody's reality.
Right.
Look into it, talk about it, have conversations around it. I think the biggest thing right now is we don't communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, you're not listening. You're only listening to me to think of what to reply.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Miscommunication. It's just, I think that's just every time I've had issues in my relationship, it's just because
you don't communicate.
I didn't communicate right. She didn't communicate right. Or yeah. Apart from the fact that there's trauma and everything in everybody's life, and then we bring it in and da, 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 da. But still, communication will help us a lot.
But then you do realize that sometimes we communicate and then sometimes you can communicate and then you don't, but the answers or response that you get back isn't something that you expect. And then I think that sometimes that can push people not to communicate. So what about that?
So
if I'm telling you, sorry, but if I'm telling you that, oh, like this what you did didn't, it hurt me or something like that, or we're just communicating about anything, and then if I need you to say something that would make me feel like, oh, like he heard me or she heard me, like, and then the person doesn't, they don't respond in that way, like, how are you supposed to deal with that?
I think it goes back to don't like, as much as you want to take offense, the place of understanding comes in. Now, if you're in a healthy relationship, you know, a real healthy relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know that regardless of what happened, this person loves me and didn't mean to hurt me.
Right.
So now, calm down and listen to try to understand what happened. Because I'm trying to think of an example. I can't come up with an example, but scenarios where you're explaining something to me, but I actually did what I did because I thought it was the best thing to do. Because in the moment of when it was happening,
right.
I missed one word from you, or I misinterpreted you. At the end of the day, I want to take responsibility for what happened. And I think that's one big thing. We always want to be called adults, but we don't want to stand up and take responsibility for what's happening. In our relationship, we just be like, nobody wants to take responsibility for what's happening. Everybody's pushing the blame off and off each other. But regardless, you have to, at the end of the day, for every argument, problem, the both parties have a part to play in it. And the ability of one or mostly both of them, having to own up to the responsibility of what happened is how to fix. Because there's no how. There will always be problems. There'll always be miscommunication. There will always be fights. You can't avoid them. But how do you come out of them? Like, listen, as much as you're expecting them to say something and they didn't say it, remember, there's perception. Like, the way I would, let's even imagine, you tell me I hurt you, but I say I'm sorry. And then I tell you I'm sorry because da-da-da-da. But the way I said...
Sorry.
No, not even the way I said the sorry now. It's the explanation after the sorry now that you actually have issues with.
Right.
Because I'm explaining it based off of how I received what you said.
Right.
And there's this is one thing I've noticed. Every time you try to resolve a fight and you are still angry, your anger does not let you understand. It does not let you communicate, right? It does not let you understand. It does not let you to, I don't know, just your anger just is just right in your head all the way down, and you don't understand. You won't like, as much as the person is trying to, even if the person is telling you sorry, I didn't mean to, why are you telling me sorry?
But okay, with that example, right, where you're like, oh, your anger won't let you do things effectively. But I've also learned that if you have an issue with your partner, you're supposed to talk about it.
Yes.
Before don't go to bed angry. So, but then what if we're trying to talk about it before bed and I'm still angry? So how do we talk about it?
I don't know about every other person, but I know about my own anger is, I don't know. I'm
after it has happened, it's gone.
The moment it happens, like right away, I'm done. Like I'm already asking myself, did I do anything wrong? Ha, maybe I'm sorry. I'm like, it's already done in me.
Right.
I don't expect other people to be like that.
Right.
But this is what I expect of everybody. Well, I expect of the people that I actually have relationships with. Understand that I would not take a knife and stab you. So if you meet a knife there with my hand on it, you should look at me and ask for an explanation. Because of the relationship we have, I should have a trust bucket with you. You should have a certain amount of trust for me.
What if I trust you and then what I trust you about is not what you're not who you think I am, or you're just a different person from who I think you are.
As much as it's hot so bad for your trust to be broken, the whole point of love is you opening yourself up to be broken.
Ha. I think...
God bless you, sir.
I think that also deals with patience. I can't even lie. If you don't have patience for any of this...
I don't expect to meet you on the first day. And then I don't expect you to meet me on the first day and I'll give you my credit card. I should trust you enough that, okay, this babe, no go. She won't spend my credit card in a twinkle of an eye for me to give it to you. So... definitely, trust comes with a time. You build trust over time.
Right.
So, if you meet a knife at your back with my hand on it...
I should assume that you didn't mean to...
If we've not gotten to the place of that level of trust, you can pull out the knife and run back and ask me from the other room, why is everything okay? Like... What happened? Because now, yes, but still, because we are together, I still need to hear me. You might take a distance, depending on the relationship.
Right.
But if we've been here for like 10 years, give me the back. You already know that I wouldn't do that thing. Man, you turn around and ask me what happened.
I'm so sorry, but why are you dating someone for 10 years?
Well, not but dating.
Why would somebody date dating. Someone for 10 years?
I don't mean dating. I mean, the entire relationship. You've gone from relationship. We have to go from talking stage to dating to courting. You've married. Maybe it's your third year of marriage.
Okay. Because just an example. That scared me. Because there's no reason. It's just I feel. I don't. I would never understand people that date for like 7 years.
I want to ask you a question.
5 years. Please.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So you get, you start dating someone at, let's say, 21. But you're 21, he's, let's say, 23. And
is
then,
this story about us?
No. This is an actual, just a normal story. And then you guys date for 2 years. But right. One person is not ready for a marriage at that moment. So are you gonna tell me you're gonna break the relationship because one person's not ready? Because you don't want to accumulate time. you don't want the ring to be counting, so you don't become Lord of the Ring. So you drop the ring and then you come back and propose after 3 years. He's gonna find someone else and he's gonna be married by
time. And I'm gonna find someone else too.
Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody moves on.
But then I think so sorry, but that's why I also it comes down to the point of like the fact that we expect that okay, every relationship that I'm in has to lead to marriage. Like if I'm not ready, if for example, if I date you, if I'm 21 and I date you for 2 years, and then you think that I don't know, if the person is 23, 24, whatever, they're in a different stage in their life where they feel like, oh, I think I'm ready to get married, but I'm not ready. They're not gonna wait for me. And then I think that marriage is such a sacred thing that you can't, if somebody don't want to get married, you cannot force them.
No.
So if marriage is such an issue, then the relationship cannot stand. I think like if the person, but then I also feel like they can talk about it and say that, okay, if the guy was like, okay, I know that I'm ready for marriage, but this person isn't ready, maybe they can compromise. But then I know some people are not ready to compromise. Like for example, like the way people think that, oh, like women has to get married before like they is before the 30, da 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 da, and then
oh my god, not the timer. Okay, stop.
Anyways, moving on. So the fact that they think that women have to get married before they're 30, and then if I'm dating somebody that even if I'm 30, and then I'm dating somebody that is 35, and I'm still not ready to get married, I can decide not to, like. And then that still comes back to pressure of like people wanting you to be like, oh, like you have, if you're dating somebody, you have to get married to them. Like if the relationship isn't going to lead to marriage, that's okay. That's fine. You don't have to necessarily think that. And then if you guys love each other, it's like, that's okay. But if not wanting to get married is going to be the one, it's going to be an issue. What's the purpose of the relationship then?
So at the end of the day, that's why you always have to compromise. So if anybody's dating anybody and you guys have to make a decision, it is his way or the highway. Fall seven.
I agree.
What are you doing?
I know.
There always has to be compromise. You want to get married at the age of 35. He wants to get married in the next 5 years. You want to get married in the next 10 years. Come to the middle, 7.5 years.
Please. So you're going to date for 7.5 years.
I'm just giving an example.
I'm so sorry. But then the idea of dating for so long, like,
but you just said you weren't ready for marriage.
But then like, exactly. So then if I know exactly, you see, that's another question. Don't date anyone. Exactly. Just don't date anyone. But then what if like, for example, right? When I was younger, I used to tell myself that, oh, but because I used to think that I was going to, like, you know, I'll finish uni, I'll be done university at the age of, like,
21.
19. Mm-hmm. If I go to private university marry. In Nigeria, I will be working for, like, from 19 to, like, 22, you know? And then I'll get married at, like, 24.
Yep.
But then I don't understand that, okay, I'm not in Nigeria anymore. But then, like, if I still have that mentality, and then now I come to, for example, now, I have that mentality in Nigeria. But then coming to Canada now, I don't think I want to get married at 24, right? And then, so if I see somebody that likes me and I like them too, we're not supposed to date because I feel like I'm not going to get married. Like, I know that I'm not going to get married.
But it's not like you're not going to get married ever. It's just like you're not going to get married anytime soon, right? So if you communicate that with your partner and they understand that you don't want to get married right now,
why did she even start in the relationship? I do agree.
Because I feel like...
I do agree.
We say, I don't want to be the... Well, why are we dating for 10 years? All right. The first 3 years, we're on and off. I call
why
you...
Why are you on and off on the first 3 years?
And what is
on and off mean?
What is even funny is, most of the time, it's not even the guy that has been on and off. It's the lady. The guy calls you. He calls you today. You won't return his call until next weekend because you're taking 7 business
days. So then why are you in a relationship then?
No, you know, I'm saying the whole 10 years you're counting is not you both being in a relationship.
Okay, I'm counting
it's 10 years.
When you guys entered the relationship. From the day you asked him that he asked you to be, will you be my girlfriend to the day you get married?
Okay. And then 10 years.
A whole 10 years or so. Even 5 years is a lot.
Now, trust me, 5 years is not a lot.
to date somebody before you get married to them?
I'll ask you a question. I'm gonna paint you a picture right now.
Are you not gonna get bored?
Bored of what? You're going to forever. What? Are you joking?
Exactly. I know, right?
You're going into forever.
That's why marriage scares me.
You're going into forever.
That's why marriage.
5 years is nothing.
Oh my God.
God help you live 120 years each.
Exactly.
That's like 90 years of it.
But then you guys understand that there are things that I would take if I was dating somebody, right? But then if you get into marriage, right, you can't, like, just be like, say, oh, you want to compromise. But then it gets to a point where you, like, if you keep compromising.
But if you can't take it, if there are things that you're seeing when you're dating somebody that you know you can't take during marriage, why are you dating
them? She's dating them. I agree. Okay, that's
the same problem.
Okay. Because I think, okay, you can go.
And then also, like, I was just thinking about the age thing, right? People say that they date for 10 years. So people that start dating at 16.
I wanted to say it, but I was like, 16? I didn't want to make that example. Like,
why are you dating at 16?
Let's be
sincere.
I'm
so sorry. My 16-year-old was dating somebody, but when I think about it now, that was such a waste of my time.
Can I ask you a question?
Like,
did you learn anything from it?
Exactly, nothing.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one other question. Did you learn anything to not dating a man from it?
I did.
You don't even have to answer that question. Let's
I
go
did.
On.
Hey.
Because that's the point of it. We all look at relationships as a waste of time. When you're dating someone at the age when you're meant to be serious and you all are joking, that's a waste of your time. But when you're actually not yourself serious, both of you wasted each other's time. Don't make it seem like somebody wasted your time.
What age do you know that you're even serious?
It's, trust me, there's no age for each person. There's no age. There's no universal age. Just like there's no universal age for you to get married, there's no universal age to start relationship. It's when you have sense.
Now you've answered my
common sense in your head. I think when you're matured enough to handle it.
That's so you think 13-year-olds are matured enough to be in a relationship?
Definitely, that's a waste. I don't want to call it a waste of time. But I'm not going to call it anything. Because I'll be judging wrong. When I was 13, I probably wanted to date someone. I probably liked someone. You know, I didn't understand the term of dating.
Right.
I probably was just, I'll take the bad word, stupid, and just lost or whatever the case may be. But I probably liked someone, and if I say I didn't like someone, I'm definitely lying.
See, that's what.
Me saying a 13-year-old right now is da da da. I'm just being what?
I know. It's
just being a hypocrite.
But then, like, that's why I can't even judge, like, 16-year-old, 17-year-old, like, kids now, because, like, when I knew what I was doing when I was their age. But then I feel like that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right. If they ask me for my advice or my opinion, I will tell them blunt, whatever you're doing at the age of 17, brother, you're just actually joking.
Right.
You might as well use that time and energy to, like, do go to something school. Else. But they all have their lives. Their parents are there to decide for them.
Right.
Mine is to say what I feel, what I think.
And then I feel like there's no, well, just because we're Christians, right? I feel like we don't have a community that people feel comfortable talking about, like, this, like, topic.
Yes.
Like, for example, I feel like the way my sister was able to tell me that she likes somebody in school, if she didn't feel comfortable or she didn't trust me enough, she wouldn't say that to me, right? And then, like, for example, I don't know, but when I was younger, I don't think nobody at church was teaching us that, oh, if you do this, if you like somebody, this is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, and I feel like that's something that we should start doing, because it would help a lot.
Yes.
It would really help a lot.
It helped, like, people make better decisions. People not make
exactly.
Some bad decisions.
When I was younger, it was don't talk to a man, don't go, don't
do
this.
Him, you're pregnant.
If you touch him, you're going to get pregnant.
Yes.
But then, like, now I'm like, okay, when I talk to the boy, nothing happened to me. But then I felt like if I had a different advice of, like, if you like somebody, don't do this, don't do that, and then they explain to me the consequences of if I did it or not, that would help me a lot.
The advice I got was, when you're dating a woman, it's like you're holding an egg in a spoon.
You're
and I'm like,
egg.
To be honest, I might be able to hold the egg and run. So I tried it. So I feel like You're very correct. The advice we get is not. I think we are getting to the age where we need to, as much as we think these kids are not smart, they are very, very smart. And we're at the age where we need to not judge them.
Right.
Listen to them and explain. Don't just tell them, don't.
Right.
Explain why.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't do it.
Right.
Or else, they're going to go do it. Even if they didn't want to do it before, because you just said it now, they're like, wow, I need to do it.
Even when my sister told me that, when she told me, I was like, why do you like somebody at? Yeah.
I mean, you can make it to
us.
Because we're at 1 minute, 9 minutes. 1 hour, 9 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut it soon.
Is this episode one or episode two?
This is episode one.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut it soon. Huh?
It's too long for you to post.
You just make it two then.
Really? I don't think so. He's gonna cut it because there's some place where we weren't talking.
Well, that's, trust me, it's like five, seven minutes.
Did he cut it?
Five minutes.
Five seconds.
So he said 5 seconds.
Just make it, just keep going, right? Okay. If you post like an hour long episode, people are going to complain.
Yeah, you understand that, truly.
Just cut it, y'all will figure it out.
Okay. I'll figure it out. But, oh my God, now I've lost my train of thought.
Use your notes now.
What I want to say is not in my notes.
Oh, sorry, don't cry.
That sounded so mean. Sorry.
I'm just joking okay. Now.
But I was talking about the fact that
you're talking about your junior sister right now.
Okay, yeah, that's true. When my after that she told me and I was like, why do you like somebody at 13 or like, is that what they sent you to school for? After that, when I go home, I was like, she probably thought I judged her, but like, and then that would make her feel a certain way. And then I messaged her. I was like, just so you know, it wasn't like, I'm sorry if you feel like I judged you, like, but then. That shouldn't be happening. And then she was like, oh, why? And I was like, and then in my head, I wanted to say, why are you asking me why so bad? And I was like, but then she needs that why to be able to do what she wants to do. And then, like, but then I feel like kids nowadays, I don't think they care your why.
I think it's because the way we explain our why, like, I'll give you an example. I have a bunch of cousins that are younger than me. They would tell me things they wouldn't even tell their siblings. Because right. They would never tell, there's nothing you will do. I'm kind of pressing that there's nothing you will do. You tell me, I'll be like, remember, I'm like, wow. But I'm still like, okay.
No, because David, you're someone that like, gives grace. Like, you give people a lot of grace.
And I think it's what we need to extend out right now. Trust me, if we give ourselves this much grace, like, I still feel like I don't give enough grace. Sometimes I still act and I'm like, I should have done better. Because the only way to actually win this, I'll give you an example. A young child who tells you, I'm dating 8-year-old. I'm not going to tell the child, why are you dating? I'm actually going to draw the child closer and tell me about your girlfriend.
Right.
Before I go into, so why are you dating her? I'm making him feel comfortable talking well with me.
Right.
I would never ask him, why are you dating at 8? In my mind, I'm like, damn, eight o'clock years old, man. But I'm still going to ask him, who is she? What's her name?
Right.
Where did you meet her? How right. do you all, does your mommy know what's happening? Just to know what's actually, so he can actually open up.
Right.
So at that point, he already, because me talking to him just made me win his trust. Now mm-hmm. I have emotional currency in his emotional bank account, so he trusts me. He's gonna tell me everything.
Yes.
And at that moment, when I actually tell him, you probably shouldn't be dating,
it wouldn't
he's because, actually yeah. gonna his mind will process it in a different way than when I ask then, him it's not why, it's, like, come on what do you think you are.
I agree
and I think it's one of the things that, but let's not go in there, let's just take it back there. We shouldn't go into that topic. We're gonna go somewhere else.
Please. Okay, then moving on. So what are some of the trends that you find very concerning? Like, I think, to be very honest, that still like comes to like social media.
Yes.
So what are the trends that you see? Actually, you can use an example of like what's going on right now that you think that this shouldn't be happening. Like,
I think one thing I'm going to talk about right now, because the biggest trend will be the whole gift and thing. And then the second trend I'll go to is the rise of social media influencers, podcasts. Like, I'm saying podcast because I have, like, a certain...
Different people.
I'm remembering a certain incident that happened of someone who came up and said a bunch of things. And I'm like, so a child, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, young girl who probably doesn't know anything about relationship is going to listen to this.
Right.
And because she respects that person, she's going to actually take it as her own truth and walk with it. Whatever relationship she walks into after that is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the biggest trends is the rise of people who actually don't have the right knowledge, just come up and say anything and just, yeah, I think that would be the biggest thing for me, because I think misinformation is one thing I don't really like. So yeah, so when I see things like that, it's just, I'm like, oh God.
I think my I don't know, I don't think it still comes to gift giving, right? My own, what I find concerning. I think one thing that I do find concerning is the fact that people expect that the relationship that they see on social media, that has to be their relationship. That's one thing that I found very, very like, I sometimes when I talk to people and then they're like, dating, or let me just use Twitter as an example. I saw one tweet yesterday and then somebody was like, somebody messaged their what's it called, their talking stage apparently, and then asked them money for a week. This is Nigeria, right?
Okay.
And then they posted, they were like, mind you, this is the girl posting, the girl that asked for the week. She was like, oh, you can't, our talking stage, you can't even buy me a week. How are you going to treat me when we get into a relationship, right? And then on the amount of people on that tweet. Like, even the likes alone, it just scares me. I'm like, so that means that there are like over like thousands of people that I agree to the fact that, okay, you need to show me what you can do for me before we get into a relationship. I do some, in some other context, I get it, but then like, if you think that you're seeing somebody's, what's it called, you're seeing somebody's relationship that is so perfect, but then you don't know what goes on. Like, I feel like people, this is why it also comes to like knowing your partner and then building a friendship that you know that, okay, if I see, I don't know, why are you letting social media even decide things that goes on in your relationship? That's one thing that I don't like, that don't make sense to me.
I think it happens subconsciously.
Okay, that's true.
Like, trust me, as much as you don't like it, you would also be doing it.
I do it.
Because it happens to the best of us.
I'm guilty.
That's why you want to make sure that your timeline is limited to the people that actually add actual value to you.
Right.
That's why one of the things why I feel like the TikTok algorithm is kind of funny, because you can't control what you see. Yeah. So I feel like it's a thing they should act that is meant to be worked in. But who am I? Regardless, we need to consciously actually work on not allowing just things to just come out subconsciously. We need to feed ourselves with things consciously that would counter those.
Okay, but then things. For example, if you're somebody like me, what?
Is it still episode 1?
I thought they said we should record all of it.
Okay, so you have to. Can you please signify when you're going to episode 2?
You can just record a welcome to episode 2 after.
And then then you just cut it in. Okay. Just start from a new conversation, please, I guess.
I forgot what I was talking about.
You were talking about the whole... I just said that...
it's so funny. Coming here, everything... In my bathroom, the things that I was thinking about, I came here and I forgot all of it. But anyways, what was I talking about before?
TikTok trend. Yeah, I talked about subconsciously, consciously renewing your mind.
Okay, I think my question was... if... How do I know that, for example, if I see somebody, okay, let me not, at this point, I'm going to stop using the gift giving part. If I see somebody post on their Instagram, right, on them spending time with their boyfriend, right?
Okay.
And then if my love language is quality time, but then I'm not getting that from like my partner, does that still like... Is that still supposed to affect my relationship? Because what if I see them, I'm like, oh wow, I wish that was me.
I
feel like it becomes an issue in my home relationship, because I'm seeing that, oh, but this person can do that. But then why is that not the case for me?
I think it should affect your relationship. But how is left to you. Now, this is what I mean. Let's say you see that post right now. And then you're like, oh, God, I wish I spent time with my boyfriend. Instead of calling your boyfriend and be like, you don't even spend time with me. You're always doing this and that. Tell him. You know, it's not a crime to tell him. It's so hard for ladies, but it's not a crime to tell him. Babes, you know, my love language, one of them is quality time. We've actually not been together in a long time. Can we go out on a date?
Right.
Now, as much as I know ladies want men to take initiative, but you want to make sure, even if you don't want to do it directly, just go around and be like, what's your love language? He will tell you his love language. If he doesn't ask, oh, my own love language is this. And because I saw I'm not on TikTok, but I saw a TikTok video on Instagram where she
why
bought flowers.
Why are you not on TikTok?
Let me finish my story. I'll answer that in a minute. So she bought flowers and waited for her husband to come in. She opened the door, gave him the flowers, pushed him back out and closed the door. Now, I'm like, okay.
I saw that on TikTok.
You know when they say that, oh, one way or the other is given.
Yeah.
He gave her the flower one way or the other, right? Regardless. Doesn't have to be like that. But if you do that today, tomorrow, the third day, if he's smart.
Even if that's what makes you happy.
At least before the seventh day, he will start bringing you flowers. Mm-hmm. I think communication, as much as, because men are logic. I remember a time when Pastor D said something that she asked Pastor to buy something. And he came back home with the exact one same thing. She expected him to come with extra things. He does. We think logically. We don't. That's not how we are. We don't just. So I think we need to give ourselves those excuses. Now I'll answer why I'm on TikTok. I actually was on TikTok. I was among the first set of people to be on TikTok before TikTok blew out. So I changed my phone, and then by the time I remember TikTok, it was already blown. I'm like, I'm not going back to this app. I was the first set of
do
people.
Do better.
And then I'm like, all right. Now TikTok is so big, and thank God I'm not on TikTok because I have.
Are you
like, on Snap?
Everything.
I'm on Instagram. I'll spend 30 minutes on Snap, 30 minutes on Instagram, spend 30 minutes on TikTok, spend 30 minutes on Twitter. What's left of my time? What's left of my time?
TikTok is my Google, like TikTok and YouTube.
No, my baby is ChatGPT.
Like if I delete TikTok, I wouldn't because I can go on TikTok and be like, how do you add 2 + 2 together to make 5?
And I think, I think
that's not me. I'm so sorry, but that's me. Like when people use like Google, I don't go on Google. Like it's either YouTube or TikTok.
I know someone who goes to Pinterest for everything. It
happens
like that.
I do Pinterest for everything.
I don't.
So what makes it any different from?
I don't
go
to any of them. If I need any information, I go to ChatGPT. And I type in with quality. Google before ChatGPT was Google.
Google that will tell you that, oh, if you tell Google that I have an edit, Google is going to say it's cancer. Well, but then if it was TikTok, TikTok would tell me that maybe I should drink tea.
That's the funny thing. Now, everybody who is not a doctor will tell you, somebody will tell you to drink tea, somebody will tell you to drink
that's
water,
true.
Somebody will tell you to sleep, somebody will tell you to smoke weed.
That's true.
So
TikTok,
all these things,
everybody,
I feel like there's too many opinions on TikTok.
On TikTok
you can't actually
agree.
Filter which of them is actually a good one.
I agree. There was this doctor I was following on TikTok, and then only for people to come and tell me that, oh, he's not actually a doctor. But then this man, like, there are things that he said that I've been doing, like, and I'm like, what do you mean he's not a doctor? He said that he's like, he has a his profile picture, he's wearing a scrub.
We said no scrub, right? Damn.
And I was like, he has a, yeah, his name is Dr. I'm like, what do you mean he's not a doctor? Like, apparently he's not he didn't go to medical school. Like, I think maybe he did PhD or something or whatever. Is it? But then, like, man, why is he talking about medical things? And I was like, there is no way. Like, and then I feel like that's how like most people use TikTok, and we think that, oh, like, or skincare, even skincare too. There are people that are gonna go be giving advices on skincare and then find out that they're not
even using it.
Like, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Because that comes to Instagram, what's it called? TikTok influencers that we're going to be influencing things that they don't use, but that's a topic for another day. But okay, moving on. Now we're going to talk about boundaries and then purity. But then before we go into that, I have icebreaker questions again.
Right.
Because why not? So I think we already talked about this, like what age is appropriate to be in a relationship, and then you said that there wasn't any, so we're just going to skip that.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about it. Okay, what are the things that you consider as a red flag when you're talking to somebody before you even date them?
My biggest red flag, if you can't say sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can't say sorry, you can't own up to your mistake. Ha, Jesus. Right. I'm going to say sorry. So I'm going to say sorry every time for the rest of my life.
Your life.
Ah, one day I'll be annoyed. I will pack my bag. Sorry. And I will go to the church and go and kneel down in front of God. God, if she doesn't sign divorce, you will sign this divorce paper today. Because I'll be fed up.
Okay, that's fair. I think mine would be lack of communication. But then, I'm not communicate. I'm still working on it. But then I feel like, I'm not going to lie, when I'm talking to somebody, I always try to find somebody that things that I'm lacking in, hopefully they have it. So it makes it easier. Because if I'm struggling with like communication, right? And then the person that I'm talking to, they can't communicate perfectly. I think it will just make things easier. Because if something's going on now, they probably communicate. I would probably wouldn't talk. But then they would initiate the conversation and we'll talk about it. I think that's one thing. Because we've been talking about the communicate. Like, that's literally how I look for red flags. Like, if we're both dealing with, the same problem, it would be a bigger issue.
I think there's another thing that happens, like just what you said now. So, I'm a big communicator. You're not, but when you're angry, you don't even want to listen to me.
Right.
Advise you on how to communicate. We're not going to move forward. Right. You know the biggest mistake I was having at first? I was trying to be my relationship coach inside my own relationship.
That's fair.
I would literally be like, let's do it like this. And I had to step back. So I still do it, but I look for the right time to do it. I don't do it when we're having an issue. I just gracefully just say anything I want to say. But yeah, you learn. So yeah, communication is very important.
Very, very important.